Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan.
Kita sudah melihat acting dari Mark Wahlberg di film-film laga yang penuh aksi serta perkelahian seperti The Departed, The Fighter, Transformers, juga filmnya bersama Iko Uwais, Mile 22. Kita juga sudah melihat actingnya di film-film komedi seperti Ted dan Daddy's Home. Nah, sekarang kita bisa melihat acting dari Mark Wahlberg di film bernuansa keluarga di mana ia menjadi seorang ayah angkat di film baru berjudul Instant Family.
There's so many kids in foster care, and they're having an orientation.
Ellie, people who take in foster kids are really special. The kind of people who volunteer when it's not even a holiday. We don't even volunteer on a holiday.
Film ini disutradarai Sean Enders, yang juga menggarap film Daddy's Home. Instant Family bercerita mengenai sepasang suami istri yang dibintangi Mark Wahlberg dan Rose Byrne, yang memutuskan untuk menjadi orang tua angkat dari seorang remaja dan dua adiknya. Di mana kita akan melihat bagaimana mereka menjalani perubahan drastis dalam kehidupan, menjadi orang tua dari tiga anak hanya dalam waktu yang sangat singkat. Mengenai pengalamannya bermain di film ini, Mark Wahlberg mengatakan,
"It's such an amazing, uplifting story. It's for us to be in a movie that is wildly entertaining for, you know, all audiences, but also having a message like this and an important subject matter and at a time where it's needed. You know, they don't come around that often. And so, you know, having worked with Sean a couple times and hearing his story, when he asked me to be a part of it, I said, absolutely."
Film Instant Family ini sebenarnya diinspirasikan dari pengalaman sutradaranya, Sean Enders. Makanya ketika Mark mendengar cerita aslinya dari Sean dan kemudian ditawarkan untuk menjadi bintangnya, Mark langsung setuju. Ditambah lagi, cerita dalam film yang dapat dinikmati segala usia ini memiliki pesan yang penting bagi penontonnya. Seperti memperlihatkan bagaimana di luar sana banyak terdapat anak-anak yang sangat ingin memiliki keluarga.
Knowing that there are a lot of kids out there who are in desperate need of a home, hopefully that will pique people's interest and make them kind of, you know, look under the hood a little bit more and hopefully look into, you know, maybe bringing foster children into the home and eventually adopting. But, you know, it's interesting to see something that's a serious subject that's also wildly entertaining.
Mark juga mengatakan bagaimana mereka selalu berhati-hati dalam mengembangkan cerita dalam film ini karena tidak ingin menyinggung siapa-siapa, mengingat memang tidak mudah menjalani berbagai proses untuk mengadopsi seorang anak.
I mean, look, you can understand. I mean, for us, it was like, oh God, we don't want to offend anybody. So I know we had always talked about, is this too much? Is this pushing the envelope a little too far when talking about wanting to give the children back and trying to get, you know, sympathy for losing the kids as much as we have for taking the kids in? But yeah, it can be really hard, and you know, it's honest in that way that there are a lot of great times, there are a lot of difficult times, but ultimately it's so rewarding. And you know, that's what it's all about. It's all about faith for me and family.
Over 500,000 children are currently in foster care. The county puts these on because they can match a lot of kids and parents quickly.
Look at the big kids.
Everybody's avoiding them. I'm gonna go and say hi.
But they're teenagers, okay? They use drugs and they watch people playing video games on YouTube. We're not equipped for any of that.
Hi! Just FYI, we can all hear you. It's okay. Go mingle with the kiddies and don't give it another thought. Bye-bye.
Segini dulu cerita seputar film Instant Family dari salah satu bintangnya, Mark Wahlberg. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
Thanks, Daddy.
I just got my first daddy.
VOA Executive Lounge, tanpa dirasa sudah tiba waktunya kami berdua pamit langsung dari Washington DC.
Iya, jangan lupa untuk menyimak terus VOA Executive Lounge yang bisa diakses melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
Juga kunjungi Facebook kami untuk berita-berita terbaru, terus Instagram @voarantau.
Iya, baiklah, terima kasih atas perhatian Anda. Dari VOA di Washington DC, saya Dania Iman.
Dan saya Aliona Arifin mengucapkan sampai jumpa lagi.
Success with you all the way.
Bye.